Well, now that we've settled which city, Tampa or Miami, has the true historical claim on the Cuban sandwich, it's Tampa, if you haven't heard, on a competition between WLRN and WUSF. And now that Tampa City Council has passed a resolution staking claim to the historic Tampa Cuban sandwich, well, there's one final showdown to find the best Cuban in Florida, and that's going to be happening this weekend in Tampa at the Cuban Sandwich Festival. Joining me to talk about that is Victor Padilla. He's the vice president of Latin Times Media. Now, Victor, where are these Cuban sandwiches going to face off this weekend?
Well, definitely in Ybor City, where it was created.
Let's talk about judging and all that in a minute after we get a description of the classic Cuban sandwich from the guy who researched its history for Tampa City Council, and that's David Audette.
This is how they build it. They take the Cuban bread, cut the bread in half, then you do what's called sweet ham. You put the ham here because it has the most moisture, and it's going to soak into the bread. Then this is the mojo pork, the roast pork, shredded, not sliced. So that means this has been roasted. Then you have, here it is, the Genoa salami. My only little quibble of this is it doesn't have the black peppercorns. And that's the next layer. Then here comes your Swiss cheese. Just a single slice, and then a smear of mustard on the bread at the top. The Cuban sandwich. Classic.
Wait, there's one more ingredient, and that would be the pickles. Victor, how many Miami restaurants have accepted the challenge and are coming into enemy territory for this festival tomorrow?
So far, we only had one. I guess the rest chickened out.
What do you think is going to make the difference in who wins the best? We kind of know it's going to be Tampa. It's pretty much decided, I think.
Oh, yes.
But what to you is going to be the turning point?
The turning point is going to be the most authentic and original and, of course, taste. My abuelita, who passed away about 4 years ago, to me, she made the best. I'm sorry, but she did. She had a lot of love into it, but mainly it was the ingredients, and all a part of it is how you press it, the quality of meats that's in it, the authenticity of it, and the traditionality of it.
She made that pork right, I bet.
Oh man, everything was from scratch. Even like they didn't have mojo back then; you had to create mojo.
And that's what you're going to be looking for at this competition.
Yes, all
tomorrow.
The judges are going to judge. It's all going to be in fairness, so they're not going to see the competitors. They're not going to see who's making what. It's all in about whose tastes the best. And another thing I was going to mention is, you know all these signs that you say, we make the best Cuban? You got to have that plaque. If you don't have that plaque, I'm sorry, but you don't make the best Cuban.
This is a fundraiser, and who's that fundraiser? What are we raising money for?
We're raising money for our granddaughter. Her name's Emberlyn Padilla. Let my son explain her.
And your son is here, and your son is Solomon Padilla.
Solomon Padilla.
Yes, the fundraiser is for my daughter, Emberlyn. She was born with a congenital diaphragmatic hernia and severe pulmonary hypertension, which unfortunately is terminal. So she spent about 90% of her life in the hospital.
So the money is going to be raised for her care?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be an expensive proposition, I would think.
You know it.
The Cuban Sandwich Festival in Ybor City tomorrow from 10:30 until 4:30. The judging is early in the morning, I think.
Yes.
So people will have a chance to know who the winner is as they graze through all the Cubans. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us. I enjoyed it. Thank you.